91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the U of A to come on down to the radio station and we talk a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Emma Armstrong. Hi, Emma.
Hi there.
Word on the street is that you go to the U of A.
I do indeed.
That's all I know. Tell me more.
I am a neuroscience major with a minor in linguistics and biochemistry. Right now, I'm spending a lot of my time in Dr. Jean-Marc Falloux's lab, looking at how sleep-affecting drugs may alter memory reconsolidation.
What's memory reconsolidation?
Memory consolidation is just your neurons refiring in the same pattern that they fired during the day. So if you saw a nice tree and then you saw a dog, those same two neurons that reacted to the tree and the dog would then fire in the same order for the tree and the dog at some point while you were sleeping, much faster than when you saw them, but they would still be doing that.
Is this similar to crib talk, where small children will narrate and reenact events of their day before they go to sleep at night?
It's more internal than that, and it's more subtle, but kind of like that. You're basically going over everything that happened just way faster, and you're not aware of the fact that you're going over it. This happens while you're not in REM sleep, during the not dreaming part of your sleep that this happens.
Oh, curious.
So basically what I'm doing is I'm seeing if giving someone caffeine or Ambien or melatonin right before they go to sleep can affect how your brain does that replaying really fast that happens while you think that you're doing nothing while you're sleeping. We have a rat that we train to go to 3 of 8 feeders that are arranged in a circle, and though only those 3 feeders will give him sugar water that day. And so he learns those list of 3. I give him a little bit of caffeine or Zolpidem or melatonin, and then I put him to sleep. And then when he wakes back up, I put him back in the maze and have him try and remember those 3 feeders. He has a set amount of time where he has to just remember it cold, but if he waits for too long, a light will go off to remind him where he's supposed to go. We give him the reminder so he can get the hang of it, but it's really the ones that he gets wrong. Like with caffeine, they'll often just dart around the table randomly, just going to all of the feeders and just hoping that one of them will give them sugar water, grabbing it, and then they dart to another one with really no rhyme or reason for a good little bit.
And what happens with melatonin?
That one I need to look at more and really narrow down what it does.
Because that's basically like the natural version of Ambien?
The Ambien, what they'll often do is they'll be a lot slower, but they'll usually get things more right. And if it's just, well, I didn't sleep much, so I didn't get to remember it very well while I was sleeping, or if it's actually that the drugs are also affecting how they're remembering the things while they're in that deeper phase of sleep.
So sleep is really vital to a healthy memory.
Pretty much. Your brain just needs that time to be able to just strengthen all of the connections that it's made around those memories so that way it can be like, yes, I've got this, we're good to go.
Yes, I can find that sugar water.
Yes.
Yes.
Or I can remember that exam question.
So how long have you been working with these little guys?
I've been in this lab since the beginning of the summer when I joined with the UBERT program. And I'll be in this lab until I graduate in May of 2019.
What are you going to do after that?
Once I graduate, I plan to go to medical school, hopefully straight in. And I want to be a psychiatrist.
You're also studying linguistics.
Yes. It's more of my hobby minor. It's something that I just find to be really fun. So I like to do it as something that I can kind of unwind with when the neuroscience just gets really complicated and technical. A lot of times linguistics is something I can just sort of relax with and do.
Kind of like a crossword puzzle.
Kind of, yeah.
Do you ever listen to music?
I do. It's a nice thing to chill out with. I'm usually kind of a rock girl or alt rock, but I'll pretty much listen to anything. It just depends on the mood.
Mood music. Where can people find out more about your research?
You can find out more if you come to the Undergraduate Biology Research Program conference. It's coming up on January 20th. It'll be in the Environmental and Natural Resources 2 building on the University of Arizona campus from noon till 5 p.m.
And you'll be presenting there?
I will be.
Thank you so much, Emma, for coming to KXCI.
Of course. Thank you for having me.